Curing the Future, Current Topics of Health by Atsushi Mukuhira, Akiko Miyama, Eiko Kawagoe, Kinko Tamamaki, Junichi Hayase, and Shinji Fukuda. Recorded by Joanna Chinen and
Richard Schwartz.
Published by Seibido.
Unit 1. Listening. A. The flight attendant is delivering in-flight meals. B. The flight attendant is serving passengers something to drink. C. The flight attendant is fastening her seatbelt. D. The flight attendant is selling souvenirs.
Reading. Experts say economy class can kill. Doctors and airlines are urging economy class passengers to take precautions against the so-called economy class syndrome, which occasionally can be fatal. Victims of the syndrome have died when a thrombus, a clot of blood formed inside a blood vessel, moves in the normal process of blood circulation from a vein in the leg and ends up clogging their lungs. The causal relationship between sitting on an aircraft seat for many hours and the syndrome has yet to be proven. Nevertheless, doctors recommend that those who take long-distance flights exercise their legs, drink a certain amount of water, refrain from consuming too much alcohol, and wear relatively loose clothes to prevent blood clots from forming. They also urge passengers to immediately go to a hospital upon arrival if they feel pain in their legs after a long flight. A clinic at Narita Airport treats at least 100 people a year for what is suspected to be the syndrome. Those who suffer from the syndrome typically complain that they feel an oppressive feeling in their chest 4 to 5 minutes after getting off an aircraft and start walking. We treat 100 to 150 such people a year, including those with only mild symptoms. Toshiro Makino, head of the new Tokyo International Airport Clinic, said. Makino analyzed the causes behind the 46 deaths that have occurred at the clinic since December 1992. Of them, Makino suspects that 25 are related to economy class syndrome. All of them showed similar symptoms such as difficulties in breathing and decline in the amount of oxygen in their blood. Their electrocardiograms showed that they were not suffering from any heart ailment. The syndrome is not limited to aircraft passengers. It has been reported that passengers on long-distance buses have also developed symptoms typical of the economy class syndrome. A 54-year-old woman suddenly fell unconscious when she got off a night bus at the Ebina service area in Kanagawa Prefecture after an 8-hour ride from Hiroshima in the autumn of 1995. She regained consciousness a few minutes later, but suffered breathing difficulties. She was hospitalized for 3 weeks after doctors found a thrombus in her lung. Mainichi Daily News, February 19, 2001.